Welcome to Milk Talk. I'm Sophie, and I'm full of it. Free advice, that is.
Yes.
Welcome to the second episode of Milk Talk here on Sideshow Network. Totally excited to be here.
Woo, number two.
Yay.
My name is Sophie Venable. I'm a psychologist, life coach. I'm an author now.
Ooh.
And a mother of two. If you're hoping by the title of the show that this is about moms doing porn, I hate to disappoint you, but...
Oh, God damn it.
Even though sorry, I Tom. Know, I'm sorry. Tom. We appreciate the thought, you know, that we are MILFs, but in this case, MILF stands for Make Your Life Fabulous, and we do like to talk about anything here, including porn.
Yep.
We're all good with that.
Porn.
Nice.
But I think I think that's next week, actually. We'll talk about anything here from parenting and money issues to sex and dating. And we'll be talking about both of those things today, actually, sex and dating.
Sex and parenting.
My part-time co-host and full-time best friend extraordinaire, Erin Riley, is in the house.
Erin Riley!
Hello. Thank you. Yes, and in the peanut gallery once again, the penis gallery, we have the talented and charming Todd Anderson, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, yeah, you wanted a little objectification, right?
Yeah, that felt good.
Bring it.
Yes, objectify me, please.
Baby. All right. So, Todd,
Yes.
It's nice of you to be here to hang out with us girls.
I love hanging out with you.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a topic that you really don't even probably ever, 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 ever need to worry about. We're going to talk about dating after divorce. Yes. Erin and I are both divorced.
Divorcees.
I know, we're like damaged goods.
Jesus, you have no idea. There's a reason this is a radio show.
That's right. Please, God, no video.
Yeah. So untrue. Isn't it, Todd? Jesus
yes.
Christ. Okay, thanks.
Come on.
Nice.
Hey, hey,
nice you and Anthony.
You guys,
never mind.
Well, you guys are doing a bit together. I didn't want to interrupt and be rude.
Yeah, well, just objectify us a little bit.
Oh, okay. You're both really hot.
Thank you.
There you go.
There
thank you. We're no, we are, though. We're damaged goods, divorce. I've been divorced twice.
Oh, that's right.
And
the first time didn't count.
First time doesn't count. Soph always says that to me. It's so cute. But I was very young, and it was a very short period of time. So dating after that was like
starting dating. How young?
22.
Oh, that's super young.
And then divorced by 25. So
yeah, it was
it's just starting dating.
That
my brain had just finished growing.
Isn't that the higher percentage of divorces happen in that short period of time after the marriage, like
they
within
call
a couple
it a starter
years?
Marriage. It became like sort of a phenomenon. Hmm. Like people would be married less than 5 years.
Of course, I'm part of a phenomenon.
Of course you are. You probably started the phenomenon.
I probably did. You're welcome.
You started a trend.
I did. The 2.5 year marriage.
Well, my
one of my friends said to me, "Are you going to give the wedding presents back?" And I was like, "Yeah, because I have them in their boxes with everyone's gift tags on them." Yeah.
That's
just let me go get those
I really
down.
Thought this was going to happen.
Yeah. Sorry, I broke one of your plates. I used it.
It's funny that she was she being sincere?
Yeah. People get bitchy when you get divorced.
Really?
Some people come out of the woodwork who you think will be cool and they're like, thanks for ruining everything. I liked you two together. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Well, you were a little bit upset with me. Not really. I mean, you were just like...
I was looking at you.
I'm so confused. No, I'm just saying because you were like, wait, I was counting on hanging out with you guys.
Yeah, I mean, that was on my own selfish terms. Yes, I was like, what? Because I had just gotten divorced, or mine was impending, and so we were going to be like this little trio.
And like later, I mean, like, it was
travel the world together.
I mean, Erin and I, we got married about a year apart,
yep.
But we had, and our first babies were about...
A year and a half.
A year and a half apart, and then...
If that.
And then we had some other shit start to happen like 8 weeks apart. Like like something would happen. Like she'd get in a little car accident. Eight weeks later, I'd get in a little car accident. You know, whatever it was. It was always some weird shit like that. And then she gets her divorce is started. The event happened, you know, the initial break. And to everyone's surprise, it was like 8 weeks later. I'm like, Jim's moving out.
Yeah. In a completely different way. Mine was like a very slow-mo train wreck for 9 straight years. And then Soph's was like, this other train just came crashing into the station at the last minute. You're like, what the fuck?
I know. Everybody
two
was
double
just,
disasters.
A lot of wrecked trains.
Yeah,
it was. Life was a wreck.
But you know,
I was like limping along and we're holding each other.
Thank God, though. We totally like
lived every second together.
Oh, and then even the mediation.
Did you take off the ring? Like every little thing
every
we did then
thing.
Was in step, right?
Uh-huh.
Every step
or
of the
it was actually
process.
About 8 weeks apart.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So
she went to the same mediator.
Yeah.
You're like divorce buddies.
Yes.
We were. Buddies.
Yeah. Yeah. And
the same number of kids. And it was just like crazy.
Very, it was strange. But thank God, because, you know, when you have to call your friend and you can't, they say hello and you just go Yeah. And they're like, it's okay, just, you know, whenever you're ready.
Yeah. Sophie and I would say to friends of ours, we're going through a lot, especially divorce, saying, you can call me when you can't say your name.
Right.
Because yeah, that's what we used to do each other.
Like, you know? You can't speak, you know.
Oh, I know who this is.
I've gotten that call from a guy friend of mine who's getting it.
Yeah, where, you know, that you can't breathe. It's the worst fucking year of your life. That's actually the second book, actually, is Divorce for MILFs. That should be hopefully out by the end of the year.
But, oh, awesome.
But it's... it's just the roughest.
And
year
even
of your
if
life.
You can get your mind around, which both Soph and I were able to do fairly quickly, that this was a good thing. I mean, we were actually very healthy people, able to say it was a good thing. It still was such a fucking nightmare. And it's not just because your kids or the shit or the stuff. It's like the death of your dreams. It's and this was going to come around to what we're talking about today because when you are trying to recover from divorce.
Yes.
You know, you're really recovering from something.
You are.
It's no small beans.
In a big way. No, it's no small beans to anybody. And it really doesn't matter how amicable even your divorce process is. It's still just this incredible loss. It is the death of a relationship. It is the death of a dream, of a whole paradigm.
Yeah.
Really.
A promise. The whole thing.
The whole thing. And it's and so when you think about moving on, for some people, it's I can't wait to move on. I can't wait to feel wanted. I can't wait to have sex.
Yeah.
You know, that's a huge thing for a lot of people because oftentimes after divorce, they've, you know, barely had sex for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And
you've never felt so lonely, right?
Right.
You come out of divorce and you've never felt so lonely than you were in your marriage ending. And
well, it's in the case of long marriages, 9 years must have been the concept of dating after that must have been like, because the world changes so much.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and it did. You know, I mean, now we're texting. You know, that's how it was for me. It was like, texting?
Yeah. And Soph and I, now at this point, our stories diverge.
Yes.
The dating. Because we took very different paths.
Okay.
I was like you going like, what the H? And, you know, it was like an atom bomb went off. I mean, it was the same for Soph. But I decided, I really didn't date anyone seriously for 3 years.
So you just didn't date.
I just didn't date.
Okay.
Where
Sophie.
Oh, I jumped in.
She jumped in. She was ready.
I jumped in. Mm-hmm. I was ready. I mean, I wasn't ready, but I mean, I jumped in. I'm not super scared of emotional pain. I figure it won't kill me. But
it's all the hot yoga.
It kind of is.
It is.
But I definitely got. Oh, I got my heart stepped on a couple times because you know. I mean,
because you did jump in actually.
Because
you weren't
I did
like
jump
I want to find
and,
something casual.
And like it or not. Even if you know you're not ready for a serious relationship, I met some really lovely people.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple times, you know, it seemed like there was actual potential there.
Yeah.
You know, and in one case, it was a really sincere attempt at like, could we do this? Could we kind of be in a relationship? And we kind of, you know, took it a little slow and it was very sweet. And he's a lovely human being. Was not my match.
Yeah.
You know, and we were kind of confused by it. It was like, God, I was like, well, you know. So we just, you know, we're sex friends for a while.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong
you know,
with
I mean,
that.
Why throw away a good connection that way, you know?
Yeah.
You know. So it was but it really was risky emotionally. I mean, I definitely and I was very honest with anybody that I went out with, like how soon I was out of marriage. But I think just cosmically for whatever reason, I needed to do it that way because I did meet Mark like 8 or 9 months into it, and that's not that long. And I kind of needed to have all that that kind of experience under my belt. Like, you know, like who am I in the world again, you know, as a single woman?
Yeah, I had a different, I sort of stepped out and then I was like, oh, here he is. And that's it. And then we just stepped back in.
So, right.
And done.
You stepped out.
I dated one person pretty much. That was it. Yeah. That's true. You needed like 8 or 9 months, if not, you know, to sort of get your feet wet and meet a couple people and spread your wings and define yourself.
To lunch with people and like see who I even was.
Right, exactly.
You know, like how that would be reflected back to me. You know,
so,
I was kind of in a cocoon a little bit.
Yeah.
Did either of you do online dating?
I did.
You did?
Yeah. I did.
No.
Aaron did for a brief time.
Yeah, I have stories.
No connections. They didn't turn out well.
Not so much.
Because I wonder about that. Because you know, Helen, there was no online dating when Helen and I started dating. We just had to find each other.
Yes. Well, when Soph says it's a brave new world, you know, she was out there.
Well, I wonder how much easier that makes the dating process.
Let's find out.
Well, I am pro online dating.
Yeah,
I am.
And well, you found the love of your life.
I did, and I think that there are levels of websites. I do think that any site where you have a box that you can check off that says hookup only, you have to understand like which pool you're looking in, you know, which pond you're looking in. I do think that I really wasn't a fan of eHarmony, you know, no offense, didn't work for me. You know, something like Match.com where people actually have to spend money to be on it.
eHarmony is a like completely free one.
No. eHarmony is expensive too. I mean, I don't like the way it works because you can't look at people; they match you up. It's a little different. It's just a little different, and it works for people, and they meet the love of their life on eHarmony too. It just wasn't a fan, so I can't really speak to it
Match.com, you can shop around.
Yeah, shop around and you know window shop, and people are definitely there to hook up, but you can kind of tell because you can actually have some conversation with them. And you know, I met really, really nice people, but you know, I'm also pretty good at like, if somebody, you gotta really look at what somebody decides to say in their profile or what they decide to say.
Oh yeah, we're gonna spend the whole show
themselves.
Talking about this.
Yeah, you know. So anyhow,
Sad Dad. That was my favorite.
Sad Dad. 19.
That was the name of his dating profile.
Yeah, Sad Dad. Sad Dad. Yes. Yeah.
What did his profile say after
I didn't
sad
read
dad?
After that.
That was just it.
Sad Dad.
That's kind of funny though.
I don't think he meant it funny.
But you know what's weird is that there's like
it was like Sad Dad like 1,359.
That's the thing is he had to pick a number. You know, because he wasn't the only one.
Oh, he's not the only sad dad? The only, yeah, there's a bunch of sad dads out there?
Yeah, it's, yeah, don't.
That could be the website, gentlemen. Saddad.com. And then there was one of the guys that was always hitting me up. He took a selfie. Like, I love when it's obviously a selfie, although that's less of a big deal now. Everyone takes selfies. But back then it was sort of like, you don't have someone else who can take
you
this picture
one,
for you.
I told one guy, like,
and he was at Target, and like you could see the line of Target carts behind him. Like you just thought, what the fuck? I'm just walking to Target. I'll just grab this picture real quick right before I go in.
Right.
Uh-huh. Put it on my website. Do you not have anyone in your life who could take a picture of you at an event where you might
have a
suit on?
A I don't. Shirt on
yeah. What are you
something?
Doing?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
This could, I could care less about this.
Maybe what he wants is women who are super into Target.
Well, I thought the draw could be Target. You see that bullseye, and you just go, "I'm calling." I don't
That's
know.
Right. Okay, sure. Yeah.
I like Target.
I win.
Target's all right.
Yeah. So
I did call him. We had sex.
I thought that
it was all red. Was it and bullseye-y. Sad sex? Had a coupon.
No, 5% off. Did he use his
I used
card?
My red card.
Yeah. Nice. So you got a discount. On
that. So to answer your question, Todd, I thought that it made it easier in the sense that, you know, I didn't really want to date anybody who didn't have kids and
yeah, you get to make a checklist.
You know, you kind of have a checklist. I mean, people need to understand. You know, at that time, I had even more custody of my kids, and so. You know, if you're going to date some, you know, 30-year-old guy that doesn't have kids and he's going to be complaining all the time about why you're not available, that's an issue, you know.
That is
and
an
so
issue.
And boy, did I go the other way. Got a single dad with four kids. Yeah. He always understands, right? So
now who's complaining?
That'll learn you.
Sad dad. Sorry.
No, he's not sad dad. He's happy dad.
I was not saying you were sad dad. Okay, that's good. Funny.
No, he loves being a dad. So yeah, I do feel like you can at least sort of, you know, shop in the right area, basically. Yeah. You know, you can go for an age range. You can people check off their spiritual beliefs or their, you know, if they're looking to get married again, things like that. You know, there's sort of kind of a checklist, and you can really look at what people decide to say about themselves. You know, I always tell women, like, stop telling people in your profile what you don't want. Mm-hmm. I don't want this, and I don't want that, and I don't want somebody who's going to be this, and you need to know that this, and it's like, what? Nobody's going to call you.
I'm not going to call you,
like,
even to tell you no one's going
like,
to call
yeah,
you.
Like, stopping, you know, stop putting all of your issues in your profile,
yeah.
You know?
they
like,
can't.
You're just
maybe,
like,
they
processing,
maybe they should.
Well, but they're processing their last relationship, like, in their profile, you know?
Maybe we should just warn the men to keep away from
those
women.
Stay away from those women, yeah. Okay? Because they're great.
And women stay away from anyone named Sad Dad.
Sad Dad. I know. Yeah. Like, really, like, how do you pick that name? And
Sad Dad 143.
I so want to go have a drink with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, there might be fetishists who are into Sad Dads.
Well, that's true.
What about Bad Dad? I'd call him up.
Well, Bad Dad.
Bad Dad, sure.
Yeah, sure. That's...
Big Daddy.
Does that mean big, Daddy? Yeah, exactly. Does that mean
he a trucker? He sounds
bad,
like a trucker.
Or like, are you actually a kind of a bad dad?
Like, yeah. What? Like, what are you? Like, naughty dad.
What are you trying to say? Oh, yeah, maybe naughty dad.
That's what I thought we were going with. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
That's what I thought she meant.
Lousy dad. Welfare dad.
Lousy dad.
Deadbeat dad.
That would be funny.
Yeah. Deadbeat dad. Deadbeat dad.
At least you know he's available for dates. Not spending all that money on child support.
That's right. He's got a free calendar.
Going to Katsuya.
I have another question about online dating.
Okay, yes.
So, you know, because when I was dating, there wasn't online dating. If I wanted to ask someone out, I would have to call them on the phone.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Or go and talk to them directly.
Yeah.
And if they said no, it is kind of awful.
Yeah, it's you have like to take that rejection straight on.
Is it easier online?
Well, sure. You actually can check off a pre-made, like, response.
Yeah.
If you want. But it is a little easier online. It doesn't mean that you don't get a bad reaction. I mean, you can definitely...
Or get rejected.
Right. I mean, you can definitely feel rejected. I always felt that it was nice, especially if somebody took the time to write, you know, as opposed to just like wink or, you know, kind of do a copy and paste little note that you could always kind of tell it's generic.
No, that's not trying.
That's not trying, right? You know, I always thought it was nice to just say, hey, you know, thanks so much for contacting me. You know, I don't think we're a match, you know, whatever. But sometimes then somebody goes like, how could you say that? You haven't even talked to me. You haven't even met me. Okay.
My lord, they start right off the bat.
They do. And, you know, it's just, yeah.
Well, that's a major signpost right there.
That is, thank God for it. It's like a foghorn. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, it's like, wow, like did I make the right choice?
Yes, a lighthouse of damage.
I had it in my profile that I dance and that he is not required to dance. You know, and basically I said, just consider it a night where you can play poker with your buddies and I will go, you know, dance because I do ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy who posted about 15 pictures of himself on his motorcycle, and he made it very clear that what he loved to do on the weekends was ride Angeles Crest Highway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's awesome. Like, I totally get that, but it's so not my thing.
Yeah.
And that is sort of his it's more than a hobby. It's a lifestyle for him, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. And he was really cool. Like he was super smart and really nice. And he, you know, we exchanged a couple, or just one email. But then I said, you know, I should let you know, I don't really think our weekends are going to jive.
Yeah.
I don't think we should really even bother because I have dance competitions and stuff to do on the weekends while you're riding your bike. And that's cool. But I'm just so not going to be the girl on the back of the motorcycle all the time. And he was really offended. Really offended, you know, and I thought, gosh,
well, it's so hard to find girls who want to sit on the back of motorcycles.
I know, there's gonna
wonder
be like,
he's so upset because no one ever wants to do that.
Right? It's like there's got to be 18
or go to dance competitions for that matter
choices.
If you're a man, you know, like,
right? It's like, dude, I'm saying I'm not gonna make you go to dance competitions, and there's so many women that would just love to be on the back of your motorcycle. So, hey, there you go. So,
wow, is there an emergency?
I hope everybody's okay.
We say Hail Marys when we're in Catholic school.
Oh,
I know.
So
now I just do Kegels because it's a reminder.
Instead of Hail Marys, you've replaced Hail Marys.
I do it
with
to
Kegels.
The Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace. Thou among bless the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
I wish I had gone to your Catholic church.
For sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Hold on. I just need a second.
Nothing like turning a tragedy into a love fest.
They better fucking be okay.
They're fine.
If that was a real thing, I'd go back to Catholic Church. I would.
It's a skateboarder here.
Sounds all
right.
It's
a tissue.
Oh, okay, thank you. All right. Anyhow, so okay,
that'll
so
be on
that
the blooper
that story.
Reel.
So that, okay, the hell were we talking about motorcycles? Anyhow,
and being
so
offended that you just, were being honest about your interests.
So in that sense, yes, I do believe that online dating kind of gives you an opportunity to kind of sift through some things before you spend three or four dates going out. And hey, you know, guys, especially if you're the kind of guy that's going to like pay for the dates, I'm saving you money here. Yeah. Okay, like don't spend it on me.
Yeah,
if that's what, you know, like
that was courteous.
Well, that's what I think. I'm like, look, we only have so many weekend nights to go out. Like, why am I going to waste your time? You know.
But it's weird that he was offended that you didn't want to ride on the back of his motorcycle.
Well, he was just offended that I didn't want to get to know him. Like, he was like, well, why don't we see how it goes? I'm like, I can tell you how it's going to go. Even if we fall in love, I'm not going to be on the back of your motorcycle every weekend.
That's exactly what you don't want to find out. I don't want to fall in love with you and then find out you're the wrong guy.
Exactly.
Like, so I'm not saying I'm not trying to get to know you. I'm saying I can see falling in love with you. Really, and then where are we going to be?
Right, and then what? You know, so anyway.
You think a guy would understand logistics a little bit
God,
more.
God, you think like he wouldn't be seeing their wedding problem. Day just like I am. I mean, I know. Can't you see it? Jesus, it's just weird.
Well, it's like, look, I'm saying, let me put it this way. I won't be available for sex those days, see, because you'll be on your motorcycle and I'll be over here. That might have been more clear.
Yeah.
Well, that might have spoken to the issue.
It sounds like you were being pragmatic. It's just odd to me that he didn't understand.
I know. But, you know, he was, what can I tell you? He really wanted to meet me.
Well, you're gorgeous. Yes. I get that. Aww. I get that part.
Oh, no.
Maybe he would have given up the motorcycles and started dancing. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true, Soph. Why not? To let it play out.
You should.
Oh, I know. I'm
you
so in the wrong place
you
now.
Should have
that's
started,
what I was just thinking.
You should have started dating him and tried to change him.
That always works.
That always goes
it's
well.
It's a woman's job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, hopefully, you know, if you're divorced and you're going into the dating world, you've kind of figured out by now with, you know, the whole, like, explosion of the paradigm of happily ever after that you can't really change people. So, yeah. You know, and that's why you don't want to be putting on your profile. Let's say we go with the online dating, you know, aspect. You don't want to put on your profile like sort of everything you don't want, you know. Yeah. And it's better for you energetically anyway to be putting out there everything you do want.
Of course.
You know, like I want to find somebody that I can share this with and this is what I have to offer and I, you know, that sort of coming from a positive place in what you have to give in a relationship. And it really makes you, I think also that filling out an online profile, and I think you would even agree with this, you really clear about what you want. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like a statement to the universe. It's like it's an opportunity to think, well, what are my interests? You know, what do I want to share?
You got to figure this shit out one way or another.
You got to figure this out. And you got to figure this shit out.
Well, and I think, too, is that when you're post-divorce.
I lost my tongue there for a second.
That's all right.
When you're post-divorce, you don't want to fuck it up. You know, you know very clearly you're getting a second chance.
Yes.
And you're like, okay, let's be a little more mindful this time, shall we? You know, like, see who we end up with.
Other than the online thing, was there any like great difference that you felt in the dating universe?
Oh my
after
God.
Being everything's in a
different.
Marriage
everything's different.
Like,
everything's
what do you
different.
Mean everything?
Okay. Well, again, like we've talked about before, you know, you grow and evolve in a relationship. And usually if you're divorcing one, you know, you've grown in such a way that wasn't working for your... Erin is wearing a t-shirt that says marriage is so gay.
It's a great t-shirt.
And I fucking love it. She just took off her overshirt and she's showing us her boobs and they say marriage is so gay. It's awesome. So
the gay's gonna have
you
know, it.
You can... right. Yeah. Not because about next t-shirt will be divorce is so gay.
Yeah.
So I know. Can you think of the wedding business and the lawyers? They're all like,
I know.
So
they said just make divorce illegal and no one will do it. Then we won't have to worry about it.
We won't have to worry about it. So I think that you're in a place where you've grown from your past relationship, hopefully. Or
painfully. Like even if you've been thrown down a well, like a flight of stairs, you're like, oh,
let's hope not literally, but yeah.
But you're coming out of something.
You're coming out of something that that has, you know, if it hasn't killed you, it's made you stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And
you probably lost 10 pounds.
You know yourself more. Yeah, you probably lost yourself 10 pounds.
It's divorce 10 pounds. It's like divorce 10 to 20 pounds. You drop as soon as you get divorced.
I've noticed that.
It's like heroin.
And then there's the boob job, you know, that a lot of people get.
When
right
if your
afterwards.
Woman gets a boob job about 6 months, you know.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Boy,
that's
do I see the... that. I mean, I have to say, quite honestly,
yeah.
The braces and the boob job. If your wife goes out and gets braces and a boob job, I would just lock the door because she is on her fucking way out. I would just start holding hands and unloading that dishwasher as fast as I could.
Good advice.
They do. I'm seriously.
I'll watch out for those signs.
Yes. Yeah. Those.
I suppose my wife would worry too if I suddenly came home with those ab implants that you can get and like pecs. She'd be like, "What the hell?"
Yeah. And braces.
And braces. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you getting ready for?
Mm-hmm.
Those are important.
So. Yeah. So you've come out of this thing. You're looking good. You're feeling like crap.
Well, some people aren't looking good and they are feeling like crap. And it's this time where, are you ready to date? No, probably not because you've been depressed and you're not taking care of yourself. And you literally, and I'm not even talking about how much you weigh. I'm talking about how do you feel about yourself? Some people come out of it just feeling really despondent and really bad about themselves because, you know, that's for so many, it's being dumped and it's being dumped in the worst way. And so often you're being dumped for somebody else. And it, there's so many painful issues that can go along with the divorce that you can be in this really self-loathing, depressed place. And that is, that's not a time to go out and start dating and try to fill that with some, with, try to get that fixed by somebody else.
Yeah, that whole film.
That's and so, you know, it's that time where you want to get to know yourself. It's a rare time being single as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Like, you really get to get kind of a PhD in yourself.
Yeah.
And learn about yourself and what do I like? And gosh, we always had this cereal in the house because that's what he liked.
Right.
It's, I don't that fucking is, like that cereal.
That is weird. You know? Like, your whole, like, life gets, like, put through life. A colander and you're like, shh, shh, shh.
You know? And you're like, wait a minute.
What cereal are we talking about?
What cereal was that, Soph? Just so we know.
Shredded wheat. That was actually from a different relationship.
Oh, there was a cereal
but
you know problem. What,
I'm well, what you know, was the
what
cereal?
What was a cereal? Do you remember?
What was the cereal?
I want to know what the cereal was. Cheerios?
I like almost all cereals.
I love cereals.
We might get some cereal advertising.
Like grape nuts? So, like eating like grape nuts or something?
Like something stinky like Cheerios?
No, I can't remember right now. You guys are putting me on the spot.
That's all right. All right, anyway. We'll move on. Forget about the cereal.
It could be anything. It could be toothpaste.
Yeah, it could be toothpaste, exactly. Yeah. It could be where you keep the fucking Tupperware.
It was everything for me.
I mean,
it was
really,
fucking 100 million things.
So you just... You,
I was
you
in a really controlling relationship. It was like getting my house back. Like, I could walk anywhere,
right.
Do anything...
Right.
Like, if I wanted to leave something on the floor, I could.
If you wanted to sit and have a cup of tea, you could.
Uh-huh.
You weren't allowed to have tea?
I wasn't allowed to do a lot of stuff.
There was a lot of things. Okay. So, anyhow, I don't like to spend a lot of time on this show, like, throwing the exes under the bus, you know, because I don't think it's really productive. But,
I'd like to throw exes under the bus.
We can get off time. We'll go to a bar right after.
We can
go
to a drink afterwards.
Cool.
I just don't think it's productive. So, so it's really important to embrace this time because as most of us know, when you do meet somebody that you're in a relationship with, it changes on a dime.
Mm-hmm.
You've now gone from, people always say, God, I'm single and I hate being single. And it's like, when that changes, it changes on a dime.
Mm-hmm.
So because now suddenly you're falling in love, everything's intense, you're joined at the hip or other parts, and you're no longer single,
mm-hmm.
you know, and now you're figuring out his cereal.
Yeah.
So, actually, you're introducing him to yours.
There
so,
you go.
It, you
it's
might
a whole
as
cereal
well,
thing.
There's a whole thing. There's a theme.
I like to mix cereals together.
I
that
do
could
too.
Work well for
I
this
love
kind
that.
Of relationship.
Yeah, you can have like, I like to have a sweet and... one and a non-sweet
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's
them
why
together.
It's getting... Okay, so we're good. So you have to embrace this time to get to know yourself and who you really want to step into your next relationship being.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because... You're not who you were when you were 22 and you got married.
Yeah, and you don't want to be,
not,
probably.
And you probably don't want to be. And if you've already had your kids, well, that's a whole different story. Now, what's the end game? Do you want more children? Do you want to get married again? I know for both of us, neither one of us did want more children or even necessarily to get married again.
Yeah.
I'm certainly not worried about getting married. And that's a different thing. That's a really interesting thing because now you're looking at your relationship. You're not... It's different, you know. When
you
you're
can't believe
20s,
how much you looked at it before,
you
through
even,
that lens of when you meet someone, it's just like marriage, kids. Whoever you meet, that's what you're up against. And there's an end game, and it's called marriage and kids.
Right. And if it doesn't
you had
go
no
there
idea
in 18 months,
you were marching
then
there.
Yeah, you didn't even know.
You had no idea. And then when you're out of it, and that's not what you want anymore, what
you're
do?
Like, ooh, I want to be loved.
What
I
do
wanna
I
be
want?
Wanted. I
Why am
be
I in this,
this
relationship?
Yeah. And then you're really looking at it for a whole different thing. You're like, well, how do I want to feel? In a relationship, what do I want? And for me, I wanted a lover, and not like a casual lover, but I wanted a lover. I wanted somebody who was going to be that to me. I didn't need a husband. I didn't need a father for my children. My kids have a great dad. I didn't need somebody to financially support me. I wanted somebody to love me and want me and treat me that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I could not give myself in the way that a man can give that to me.
Yeah.
And that's a whole different ball of wax when you're out there.
There's a whole different set of hurdles there.
You know, because what I thought, because what I think what you think feels and looks like love when you're 22 is different when you're 42.
Oh, geez, yeah.
You know, and so, and that's okay. It should be, it's, you're different. It's, that's okay, you know, but I think that when you are, look, you've had everything fall apart. You know, good or bad.
Yeah, you've the shine's off the rose. You know what I mean? You're not going to be like
Don't rush it.
Rushing back to that again.
Yeah. No.
The shine is not off the
you're not making
roast?
The same mistake.
Rose.
Oh,
rose.
Okay. I thought you said the roast. I'm like, what?
I'm hungry.
That's like a dry
cereal. And
Aaron's
dry
really
roast.
Good. Aaron's a really good cook, so I'm thinking.
You know, how you put a shine on a roast, and then the shine comes off the roast.
I know. I was kind of wondering. Sorry.
It dries out. The
is
roast
that a method?
Dry.
I'm sorry. I hate to stop everything, but is that a cooking technique?
Is that a thing
so
that you need to know about?
The other question I would have is, sex. How long was it after? When you got back
I'm
into dating,
slutty, so
that's a different thing.
Fast.
That's yeah. the different. Thing. That's not dating.
Yeah. But,
well, it's part of dating, right?
No.
No.
Oh, it is sometimes.
Oh, what are you talking about?
I'm just fucking saying no for no reason. No.
Very difficult. Very difficult.
Fucking contrarian, man.
Well, it's the radio. Someone's got to be. We're all just sat here agreeing with each other. Right, you know what's who's right, Todd and Emma. So if they're so right about everything they're saying right
so
now.
So are you, honey? You're right about everything.
Yeah, it's more interesting if people fight.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
But like. Because that was the other thing I'd wonder, like, how much did that change?
Mm.
You know, like, for you personally, did, like, the sexual climate change?
Well, I think it's just like the toothpaste and the cereal.
Yeah.
It's like, well, he liked that. And even if that was good,
yeah,
you know,
matter.
You meet somebody else and you're like, holy snap. They do the whole thing different.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
the whole thing, from the dance to the,
yeah, the whole thing.
The whole darn thing's different. Mm-hmm. And then you meet somebody else and you're like, look at there. A whole different thing
you,
again.
You like grow an accent as you date as well. Look at that.
Shit damn.
I don't believe it. It's different.
God sucks different. Every one of them. But it is. Again, the little spot they touch in the rib cage, the way they touch your neck, you know, the way they order a drink, the way they don't order a drink. It's like the whole thing is so different, you know, and it's fascinating.
Is it fascinating, or was there an intimidation factor at first?
Well, I'm not slutty, like, so I was only a few for me. So I wasn't, you know.
Only a few.
Only a few.
Well, geez, it's not like I racked up a dozen or anything. God.
Was it not a...
No.
Nine?
No. Geez.
We need
a baseball player.
Numbers.
Slow down.
I'm
find
just
out
kidding.
The name of the cereal and get us a number right away.
Soph did it sooner, and then, you know, I did the whole, like, let's go through your past, and... Sleep with people who used to be your boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, you
you know, so it was sort of like the same person.
That sounds like a fun game.
I just went
really,
back.
I avoided that, actually. Yes,
I did not, unfortunately.
No.
But
I could have slept with
you went back?
Actually I was actually on the bed with an ex-boyfriend.
Because they come out of the walls, let me tell you. Thank God, especially for Facebook.
And
it's like,
chatting.
Ding!
Yeah, and we, you know, we basically decided it was a bad idea, you know, but...
Yeah. But
I did show
I decided
him
that and did
job.
It to anybody. Yeah.
You showed him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I mean, I don't have implants. I got a reduction. So he was like, oh, honey, I'm happy for you. I know that's what you wanted. But he liked the big boobs. So whatever.
Okay.
That's a common.
Yeah.
Thing.
That's a common thing.
Yeah. So,
a common you hear
anyway.
That.
But yeah, I mean, I had the opportunity to go like open up the past, but I just didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that'd be the difference. So I went back to people, but they were still different.
But let me tell you something.
I had less intimidation than Soph might have a story to tell.
But what Aaron's saying, like if you don't feel like if... It can be a safe route to go, you know, if like you have those opportunities and you kind of want to like, you know, lose your virginity all over again.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's you can be with somebody who's sort of safe and familiar.
Mm-hmm.
But just be really careful because you don't want like all the old emotions and all the old problems. There's a reason you're not with that person. So
you have to
really know yourself and you have to. You know,
and post divorce sex, you have to come every person you meet. You have to have this attitude like. This is probably not going to work out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I am not in any way committed to this. I'm not going to change who I am. I'm not going to mold myself to anything. I'm just going to stand in my space.
And
either this is going to work or it's not. But you for sure are not going to want to be like, oh, let's rehash high school.
Yeah. Do you want to start, you know, becoming the stepfather to my children?
Yeah,
like,
you're going to hook up for a few times. You're going to go to dinner a couple times.
Yeah.
And you're just going to be with each other, you know? And then you're just going to be like, either that has that amazing inertia that takes you all the way, or it doesn't.
Right.
Like, I think that's just one of the things I sort of learned quickly was like, because, you know, when it's real, it's like you're on a comet.
Yeah.
There is no ifs, ands, or buts, at least when I fall in love. It's like... That's it.
No, it's pretty.
It's not like, do I like
clear.
This person? Of course, you know. Then you're not on the right track if you're even asking, really.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, it was never a matter of compromise because I was like, I'm going to be strung along
that.
Or not.
Some people have never felt that and they didn't even
it's
feel
true.
That getting married.
Yes.
And so, you know, that's where this really, really is an opportunity to get to know yourself and to get to know how you want to feel.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can.
This is MILF 101, right? So we're just starting.
This is where, you know, you can.
We're all in remedial English here.
You can meet somebody that can, you know, rock your world, and then you get your heart broken, you know, but. You know, what you ultimately end up with, I think, is completely worth it, because when you're going into a relationship as a full grown woman that knows herself,
mm-hmm.
the level of intimacy and the reality in your relationship is just, it can be mind blowing, mm-hmm. you know, and you want that, you know, you kind of want to hold out for that. And the really important thing, if you're out there and kind of new in the dating world after many years, please understand that just because you have sex with a man, you are not his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Not only should you not assume that you're his girlfriend, but he doesn't get the privilege of calling you his girlfriend until he tells you that.
Like, yeah.
And, I mean, you know, until that is discussed. Because so you need to. So whatever that means to you emotionally, physically, emotionally, protect yourself. You mm-hmm. know, protect yourself physically. Always, 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 always use condoms when you're dating. And know emotionally what you're setting yourself up for. So if you're going to go to bed with a guy, this is not, you know, you're not in high school. This is not, you know, 20 years ago, you know, when you're, you know, 21 and everybody's so insecure that if you sleep together once, you're now boyfriend and girlfriend forever.
Yeah.
You know, the dating world is different now because of online dating. You know, mm-hmm. everybody's got a catalog of people waiting for them back at home.
Yeah. Who
you doesn't? Know? And, yeah. Well, seriously, I mean, it's,
you that can be replaced.
It changes the game. It does. I mean, I'm not saying in a good way necessarily, but it's, you know, you just have to kind of know that. And like you said, you know, when you go into it, you have to know what you're going into it for. You can't add layers mm-hmm. to the meaning that aren't there.
Yeah.
You need to let those layers develop organically.
It sounds like you have to be kind of zen about any kind of end game.
Yeah.
And basically you don't have one. You have to be, it sounds like you have to just go out for life experience.
Right.
No matter what happens with a date or whatever, it's about.
Which should have been the truth before we got married in the first place.
That's true.
You know, I mean, rather than be this end game.
Yeah.
I think,
I mean, I definitely, when I think, you know, retrospectively, when I was dating, there was like that sort of I want to meet the one.
Right.
You know? I want the one. Yeah. Where's the one?
Yeah.
And then I didn't meet Hillary until I'd kind of given up on that mm-hmm. concept. And I was like, you know what? Fuck the one. This is stupid.
Yes.
I don't care. Who cares about the one? And then when
women
you know
never
it,
get to that
that's
point.
That's when I met the one. Well, no, my wife Hillary said it. She was in the, we were in the same place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the first night we kissed on each other.
Yeah.
We both sat in, you know, in a car for a long time saying, I'm not in this place right now.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not in this place either. We're not in this place. So we're not going to go upstairs and do that. We're just going to take it. And then 10 minutes later we were upstairs, but that was just because so we had found
what
each
did
other,
you do
but
upstairs,
we were,
Todd?
It was, did you want details?
No, I'm kidding.
I do. It was
really, really good.
Yeah, I bet.
So good I married her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and didn't stop calling. I called her immediately after our wedding the next day.
Cool.
I was like, hi. I know I said I wasn't going to call right away, but I did.
Oh, that's
and
so cute.
And she was all right with it, so that was good.
I know. Mark called me at 9:45 the next morning.
Yeah.
Well, people have these rules about that.
Right.
You have to wait and all that.
And then you wake up and you're going, oh, fuck.
Yeah, no.
What just happened?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm on the phone with Aaron on the sidewalk going, oh, my God, this guy last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how that goes. But anyway, yeah. I actually, you mentioned
condoms.
Change
it on a dime, yes.
Mentioned condoms before.
And did that make you never want to go date again?
Yeah, what? Like, what is that like?
It's like, Hillary, we're never getting divorced.
Going back to that.
That's the same as it was before. Just
yeah,
as weird
just,
and awkward.
Yeah,
and
you know. Yeah, I guess technology's a little better.
And like,
right?
It'd be like, you didn't bring one? Did you not want to have sex tonight? Like, why would you not bring one? But my girlfriend just had this experience, and the guy, you know, she was like, why didn't you just, maybe just. So they had like a whole little field trip together, you know, down the 7-Eleven.
See, I think that's so cute.
Yeah. And it worked out.
Yeah, I bet it did.
I bet it did.
Now we bought them. Now we gotta use them.
Gotta use the whole box. And there are some rules for condoms. I've had, you know, when I don't know. I guess when I stopped using condoms, I was practically still a child, so I didn't even know how to use them correctly to begin with. It was right. just dumb luck the whole time.
Right.
But like, then like the very next time I'm having sex outside of being married, you know, the condom slips off inside of me, and I'm like, this can happen? What is this happening? Does this mean I'm pregnant now? You know, so down to Planned Parenthood the next day, just to, I thought I would just go get on the pill, right? Because obviously I have a boyfriend now because I didn't listen to the show ahead of time. So we had sex the once, so I thought I had a boyfriend. So right. I ran down to get birth control because we were going to be having sex for the rest of our lives.
Sure.
And the woman was like, you need Plan B. And I was like, no. It just came off. No, it didn't get anywhere. Like, as if I know. But this was the conversation I was having with her, arguing with her. And she's looking at me with her weathered, you know, Planned Parenthood look, like, chicky.
And you're like, this is not a conversation.
You're 100 girls a day listening to the same story.
Yeah, exactly.
Just take the Plan B, you know? Yeah. And I was like, okay, I'll take it.
And she's like, and you're a fucking grown-up, so
and
would you
I'm
please
a grown
listen
up.
To
That's
me?
That's the thing. I'm a grown-up, like, and a fairly sophisticated grown-up. Didn't know that when you're done and the guy has come, he has to pull the fuck out when you have a condom in. And that,
yeah, you can't just
I didn't
be
know
hanging
that.
Out.
You
yeah.
can't hang out in there.
No.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. No.
Well, you know, it's not like
so I'm just, that's your little public service announcement.
There you go. Mm-hmm. PSA.
That is a good thing to know.
It's PSSA.
But that's, this is,
it's
these
a public
are my
sexy
questions.
Service announcement.
Yeah. These are my questions.
Yeah.
Because you,
a little weird
you get out of practice with the, you just forget stuff.
Well, you know, marriage has a buffer there in a way. Like you have a little parachute.
You do.
No matter how you fuck up, someone else is there. And now it's like there's no parachute. And you're in charge of children. So you're using, you know, you're putting oxygen on somebody else at the same time and putting a condom on. It's very difficult.
Yeah. Hopefully not at the same time.
That's...
Emotionally, maybe. Theoretically.
Is that joining the Mile High Club during a crash?
Well, there was a parachute.
Hey, you might as well.
So you might be crashing.
I guess you make a good point. Yeah. So. But why condoms at that point?
Why not?
I mean, if it's crashing.
Why not, Todd?
Just to be safe. I guess just to be safe.
What if we survive?
There's a possibility.
Knowing me, I'll fucking survive.
That's right. And be pregnant.
And be pregnant.
Damn it. Yeah. But I think
the first pregnant paraplegic.
Because I really, really think, you know, because, and this is the age old question of like, this is the weirdest thing. If a girl has condoms with her, then she's slutty. She's planning on having sex. And it's like, so what? So
yeah, can we
it's a hand puppet.
Right.
Has nothing to do with you.
Right.
Can we just get over the slut shaming?
I know.
Thing?
Like, what the hell? Like, who cares? So, okay. So you're thinking.
Yeah, let's get over it.
All anybody should think is that she knows that after a couple drinks, anything can happen, and so you might as well, you know, be safe. Because
yeah, and if that's
what
the experience you have with
them?
Wrong guy,
right? Exactly.
Wrong guy.
You know,
like if you think that's slutty, wrong guy.
Right. Yeah. And so, guys, if that happens, don't say, "Oh, so you were planning on it." Like, shut up.
God, could you imagine, Todd?
And just say
somebody being doofus enough
to at fuck that up moment, the whole moment,
at that moment when you got some chick in your bed who has brought her own condoms, and you're going to make some snarky comment.
No, don't you.
Oh dear.
Because, ladies, if
wrong
he
guy.
Does that, he's an egotistical like idiot.
Well, so can't handle intimacy. What a goofball.
Yeah, I don't. I don't get that.
Judgy McJudgerson.
And also the concept that you would consider a woman slutty because
she likes sex
on her person. Yeah, it's just like,
because you know what, you like sex and you got to have it with somebody. So
yeah,
you know,
well,
or not.
I guess
or not. Yeah. Should you make that comment?
Yeah.
I don't like spending time with women who aren't sluts. So
well,
I don't
see,
get, I don't get why why slutty women are better.
Yeah.
They're fun.
Yeah.
Put it on a t-shirt.
It's a compliment.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
What is it? I like my. Oh, I can't sing, or I'll get like some licensing thing. But I like my women
sing
just a little on the trashy side.
Sing it to Happy Birthday.
Oh, it's Confederate Railroad.
Yeah,
trashy women. Yeah, it's
so,
a good song,
you know, right?
Yeah, I know that song.
Bring it home.
Well, you know, every woman who's divorced is a little trashy, like she said, a little damaged goods. You know,
that's right.
I mean, we are a little trashy. We got ourselves here.
Well, but again, this is how are we on time? This is the whole market for the cougars and the young men.
It's true.
They're smart. They know. There's plenty of young men out there willing to service you. Just saying.
Yeah.
You know, and they like it because it's drama free.
Yeah.
You know, they know exactly what they're there for. Mm. But again, condoms. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you know,
or Plan B.
But you don't want to get
condoms.
If you don't know how to use condoms, like I don't.
Well, you do now.
I do now.
Yeah. But yeah, but that Plan B, that's a whole other thing.
That's a whole
that's
other
not
topic.
Something you want to put yourself through very
no,
often.
No, because that's hard on
no,
your
it's
body.
Not. I'm
so,
just saying,
you know,
it's better than the alternative.
That's true. But, well, wait, okay. Oh, so.
Yeah.
It's time for a milk moment.
Oh, good.
Okay. so I was,
go on,
this
cougar.
Just literally happened to me yesterday.
Okay.
Because, you know, I talk about, this is in MILF 101's little book I wrote.
It's a little
I talk
book.
About. You know, allowing You know, just allowing people to be who they are and allowing the assholes to just be assholes because you're not going to teach them anything. But, you know, I get just like you, man. I get pissed off in the car. It just happens, yeah. You know. But
well, as women, we're here to fix the world. So it's like.
Yeah, well, and teach them. Like,
teach them.
How could you do that? It's a school zone. So I'm literally driving. And it's after school. So, there's like lots of cars, you know, and kids. And one of these, you know, giant fucking 12 passenger SUVs is like coming up on me really fast. And I have to turn on this little, you know, residential street. And I mean, just kind of cuts around me at the last minute because they have to be going like 50 or whatever on this street. And I'm like, and I just, and immediately, of course, again, because, you know, I have to have some like accountability, right? I'm like, just breathe through it. Just whatever. You're not going to teach them anything. And fortunately, I did that because literally, like a fucking movie, a ball bounces across the street and a kid, you know, runs after it. And I'm thinking, and I was able to stop. You know, my heart going, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, had I continued to sort of, I might not have seen the ball,
yeah,
you know, and then just the kid. And then, you know, it was one of those little reminders where I was like, okay, you know, you just, especially when you're driving, you have to stay present.
Yeah. I mean, just that guy who blew past you, you were about to just go follow him. Like in your mind, even, right. And write down his karma line.
Right. Exactly.
Rather than being in your own space.
Like, I'm just going to go jump into that mess.
Right.
You know,
I'm in charge of just. Like, this.
All I have to do is drive now, right? And so I'm just going to, like, not worry about that person. They can't fucking hear me anyway. Like, they're certainly not learning anything because they're
very interesting.
They're all the way down the street.
Right,
actually,
of course.
They actually can't hear you. Did you know that? The guy that's driving away that you're going
to... No matter how smart you are.
No. No matter how loud you are. So it was just kind of a good thing that I just kind of, I pulled it in, I took a belly breath, and then boom, like I was called upon to like be present, mm-hmm. and stop and not kill somebody, you know?
Well, and that's a good thing with the dating thing too, because the last thing you're looking for is someone to fix.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you don't just worry about yourself.
That's the thing. If somebody's an asshole, like, then that is kind of the cool thing about like being a grown up and dating is if somebody's an asshole, like, don't bother teaching him. Like, you don't need to write the big 18-page emails. They can read it anyway. Like, just, you know, don't tell him why he's an asshole. Just move on. Just say, like, thanks very much and move on. And then you kind of get to, you don't expend yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you can just go, I don't want to be with somebody that I have to teach to be a good person.
Yeah.
And
I probably don't like his cereal.
Yeah, probably won't. Why would you?
No,
either of his cereals, even if you mix them together.
Yeah. Can we go find a breakfast place right now? I need some food.
Yeah.
So hopefully that was helpful. I think we covered a lot.
There's a lot.
I think I added a lot to this topic.
You
I
learned
know
a lot of things
about.
That you're,
I did.
You
I
did. Learned. You learned a lot of things that you're really not going to need.
I'm not going to need those things. But
it's good material, though.
But
yeah.
It's
for
good.
Your writing. Good.
Yeah,
you're right. Acting to draw upon.
That's
yes,
right.
Exactly.
Yes.
When I have to play a divorced dad, that's sad right. dad,
sad dad,
in my new network sitcom,
sad dad. Thank you guys for being here, and thank you all for listening.
Bye, MILFs.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.